can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
It's like Gene Autry.
Where the deer
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, did you pick the oldest song you know?
Now, do you know who Gene Autry?
We were talking about this song earlier.
God rest his soul. Craig knows, but do you know who? A team Gene Autry used to own?
Yes.
I know you do. In Major League Baseball. For many, many, many years.
No.
Out west.
Angels.
Rangers.
California Angels.
Yes, he did.
Was a very good owner.
Now, why were we talking about this old-timey song earlier today? So the people that are just tuning in going,
because Buffalo, and I said, and I started the song, Give Me Home. And I said pray instead of play.
That's right.
But then I had the rest of the lyrics.
Chris does the Buffalo Wild Wing reads, and he has to go, roar!
Roar!
And I said, well, we got to talking about buffaloes roaming, not roaring. And then some
well,
nice
Well, I thought
nice
it was
find.
Strange and when Simba. We had deer and antelope praying on the plains.
Yeah, it was my bad play.
That doesn't mean. Yeah, no, you know, they would be prey.
Yeah.
Yes.
They would be prey to some.
Some, yeah, lions.
Yeah.
Well, not in.
Not a lot of
North
things.
America.
Right.
Well,
we don't have lions.
We don't have buffaloes either.
We absolutely have buffaloes. In America?
Yes, yeah. In America we do, yes.
Yeah, but we don't have lions in America.
No, but you said, put it this way, in America.
Right. No lions. Except in zoos.
In Detroit.
The animals that would prey on buffalo, I don't know, maybe a coyote, a gang of them if they were.
Wouldn't buffalo win? I mean,
I would think so.
Other than a pack of hyenas or something, like.
Yeah.
Well, buffaloes aren't really aggressive in that nature.
But they're huge.
Who's
taking them down?
You put the head down and those horns and everything. They don't have a lot of enemies in this country.
No.
Yeah.
But we've seen a pride of lions, what they can do. The women hunt. The men just sit back and wait for the chicks to bring the food home. The pride of lions.
Which is what you wanted to have happen last night, but instead you had to go get dinner in the rainstorm.
Sacrificing my body.
Yeah.
Waterlogged.
All right.
It's awful.
I have.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I love this response. I have called out. I have asked Tiz to call in the program. He's a frequent texter, and he has called in. I appreciate that. Let's go to. And then when we come back, we'll do our Sports Center rundown. I haven't forgotten, Chris. Tiz, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
What's
very
happening?
Good. Very good. The reason I asked you to call in, it's a two-part story. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, Chris was out in public watching a movie and ran into Pete Shepard, said hi, Pete,
yeah.
And Pete totally big-timed him.
I did not big-time
totally
him.
Big-time
yeah,
him.
Yeah. I was not aware who it
was. No, Pete was on a mission.
I was.
Well, he was.
I was on a mission from God.
It is my understanding that this morning you came into contact with Chris out in public, I believe at a store. And,
I did.
Okay. And I'm just kind of curious what kind of polite response you may have gotten in return from Chris. I want to compare how Chris is in public with our audience as opposed to Pete. How was your reaction?
Chris
with,
isn't the
with
public.
Chris?
I am. No, I was with the public.
Yeah, in
that's,
public.
That's funny because as soon as you said to call in, I'm like, this is what he's going to ask about, and I'm like, I said to myself, I'm going to make up a story how Chris big timed me, but
no.
I can't do that. He was super cool. Shook my hand. You know, I didn't bother him. He didn't bother me. He just kept on our way. I just said, hey, is this your store? He goes, no, I'm just in the area, and it was cool. Just nice to meet him. Nice to talk to him outside of the radio.
Very good. I'm glad. I'm glad
that.
Chris was polite and
that's
cheerful.
That's how you do it, Pete Shepard.
Pete Shepard, take notes.
I would have done the same thing, Tiz, and you know that. I just when somebody bothers you in the middle of 45 minutes into the Avengers Endgame and starts yapping at you at a urinal. I told him that he could have been Scarlett Johansson buck naked in front of me and it would have had the same reaction.
I think you normally would be okay, but today I was wearing my Jets shirt. I'm not sure if you would have been cordial with me then.
That's right. That's right.
That's fine.
No, but the fact that Chris was a Dolphins fan, cordial to a Jets guy in public.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. Chris, but we don't have a rivalry, you know. I mean,
we're all happy.
We all.
It's one big happy.
The AFC
family.
East is formed together to go against the Patriots.
Yeah, that's true.
I embrace you. I embrace the Jet fan. I embrace the Dolphin fan. I embrace the Bill fan. I'm just.
All
call
right.
Call me Uncle Pete.
Well, Tiz, thank you for being a good
creepy.
Sport, and you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Tiz, you're the
all
man.
Right, guys. Take care. You guys have a good one, too.
Thank you, Tiz. Appreciate that. See, that's how it's done, Pete.
Yeah, that's how it's done. I had several and very nice conversations today with the errands I was running before work.
And then there's all caps guy who's hammering us. OMG, morons on the air again talking about buffaloes as we were a minute ago.
North American bison and not buffalo.
I don't know if he's aware how unlikable he comes across while texting.
Yeah,
if he thinks that we care.
I
don't know what it is at this point.
All caps guy, North
and
American bison,
lion,
not buffalo.
Hold on. A mountain lion is not a lion. Okay? That's like a street terminology for it.
Right. Yeah. All right, without any further delay.
It's being a mountain lion.
And he doesn't caps all letters, which even...
Well, he said he has bad vision.
No, I know that, but then why does he, like, capitalize half of the words?
The caped buffalo, writes like, a.k.a. water buffalo. All caps guy. God, stop with the Wikipedia crap. Jeez, just have fun. God, if Jim Fowler died today, go... Send his family a memo.
The animal expert guy who
from
was
Wild
on
Kingdom
Omaha,
Mutual of Omaha,
was on Johnny Carson and actually made a cameo on Seinfeld. Yeah. Died today, age 89.
Had his own TV show for many years on Saturdays.
Jim Fowler.
Jim Fowler, the animal guy. He used to have a show up until recently every Saturday around, 9 a.m.? It was so locally down here.
No, that's Cesar Milan.
No.
He's the dog whisperer. By the way, he lived in my neighborhood. When I lived in L.A.
Cesar?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The way that he can... I mean, he's literally the dog whisperer.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
606, a mountain lion is a cougar. Yes, we've already been informed of that. I know, because all caps guy in parentheses put cougar, puma, panther under North American mountain lion. Good Lord Almighty, give me strength. Please.
Now, at 8 past the hour, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Not a lot's changed. The Dolphins, they've locked up their lockdown corner for the next 5 years. Xavien Howard agreeing to a 5-year, $76.5 million deal, making him the highest paid corner in the NFL. Tonight, the Houston Rockets face the Golden State Warriors, minus Kevin Durant, who's out of the series with the calf strain. Game 6 from Houston starts tonight at 9 on ESPN. We will go right there following the Everblades hosting the Newfoundland Growlers in Game 1 of the ECHL Eastern Conference Finals.
All right. Thank you for that. 863, message to all caps guy. You don't get the show.
Oh, 239 says, who Jack Canada the guy? Maybe it's Jack Canada that still has the show down here. Nationally syndicated.
Oh.
It's Jack Canada, Jim Fowler. But both of them the same.
Well, Jim Fowler was the one on Seinfeld.
So yes, he was the one on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, right?
Yes.
Mutual of Omaha.
In fact, Green Falcon is even quoting the Seinfeld episode. You idiot! Hawks eat squirrels!
That's funny.
That's the Merv Griffin episode. That is
yes.
That's one of my favorites.
That's the top five.
That was in the last season, season 9. They could have had that as a finale. And it would have been better than the finale.
Probably.
But that was that's one of the most, I think, the most underrated Seinfeld episode is that one.
All right, Xavien Howard. Chris, were you surprised? I was surprised. My eyebrows went up. I was like, whoa. The Dolphins are not only spending money, they're spending more money than anybody ever at corner with this Xavien Howard deal.
76.5 mil, 46 mil guaranteed. It's going to come out to 17 mil per season. 25 years old, coming off a Pro Bowl last year. A lot of pressure.
That's impressive.
A lot of pressure.
I mean, they strip it down to the studs. They get a quarterback on the cheap in the trade, and now they make a big signing
for
a guy.
If you're wondering about next year, the Dolphins are in great shape. They got $100 million in cap space to start the 2020 season. They got 10 draft picks, probably going to be closer to 12, which includes protected compensatory picks. So they're in great shape. You got to really love what Chris Greer is doing so far.
He hasn't made a bad move yet.
No.
You're right.
He's signed 3 free agents. I believe all of them are on 1-year deals.
Yeah.
You want to show the guys in your locker room, "Hey, if you go out and perform, you're going to get taken care of."
Yeah.
Go out and lead the league in interceptions like Xavien Howard did, tied for the lead I think with 12 last year.
Right.
We're going to take care of you. That goes over really well in a locker room, especially a locker room that's going to have a huge influx of young talent that's trying to work towards that big contract.
Well, if you want to know the difference between PBUs, pass breakups, and interceptions, actually hanging on to the ball, here it is. Pass breakups.
Absolutely. No, I know.
It's one of my favorite. That yak. I like PBUs and yaks. Those are like my favorite stats to spew out.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you hang on to the ball and get an INT, man, you're going to get $76 million.
It's all. I mean, he's one half. I think him and Minka Fitzpatrick, I think you've got, you know.
You got something.
You got a lockdown corner. You've got a guy that eventually will take over the starting safety spot, a guy that can play center field.
Yeah. You're building from the back end.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of opposite how you normally build a team. But look, you've got
time on your side.
You've got very few assets on that roster right now. You make sure you keep those young, talented players. Xavien Howard, second-round pick out of Baylor. I didn't think it was a great pick when it happened at the time. But
that's why, man, you never know.
You're 6 foot one. You're 200, what's he, like 220, I want to say, 225.
Yeah.
And he's a big guy to be playing corner. And he's gotten better every year.
Yep. Then our other friends, 2 miles up northwest, Tampa Bay, Kendall Beckwith, he's out again. He's going to miss the whole season after being placed
2 years
on
in a row
on football. And sources told ESPN on Friday, according to General Lane, that his ankle injury could be career-threatening. He missed last season as a result of the fractured ankle, which he suffered in a car accident. He was a passenger, by the way. He wasn't driving.
Right.
Third round pick in 2017, but really a shame. And I tell you, today on Pro Football Talk, Florio and Big Cat from Barstool Sports spent, I'd say, a good 20 minutes talking about the Buccaneers. Yeah. Not a lot of faith in Jameis Winston.
Why should there be?
I don't have any.
Sorry, he led the NFL with 7 picks last year.
Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, him and Kyle Fuller and DeMonte Kazee? Mm-hmm. Is that how you say his name? K-A-Z-E-E?
Kazee!
Oh, Kazee.
Kazee? Kazee? I don't know.
Great kazoo. Dum-dum.
I love the kazoo.
Craig?
That's way too old for Chris to know.
Oh, he'd love
Saturday.
No, Chris would be, doesn't have as big a head as the great kazoo, but he would be that character.
You think?
Yeah. Wow. Short little green guy making fun of everybody.
Yeah. He's technically a Martian, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
239 texted in, 7 picks, fake Finn Fan Chris, so you have been dubbed Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh. Well.
Fake Finn Fan Chris. Get out of here, 239.
Chris has been a fan. Chris has waffled on the direction he wanted his team to go, and
I think
he's settled in on it
I'm
now.
I'm supplanted now.
Yeah.
Or firmly planted.
Supplanted or planted? Supplanted means you were uprooted.
Oh, then no. Well, I was supplanted from half of my ideas.
Right. But one thing is true. You've never wavered as a Finns fan.
No.
You've gone back and forth on how you think
they should proceed. No, and for Mr. Know-It-All to text in that, I lost a little respect for you.
Who's Mr. Know-It-All?
Us.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Know-It-All. Another one. Sherman and Peabody. Remember?
Yep.
I hate that.
Mark, the Syracuse fan, please remind me where Tannehill ended up. He's with the Titans. He's Marcus Mariota's backup. And probably will be starting 6 games, in my opinion, this year.
Tannehill. Oh, it's weird. Up until that injury three seasons ago, durability was the one thing Ryan Tannehill had going in his favor.
He did. I'd like to spin that off into another topic for a question to ask you guys, because it leads me to Adam Gase. Sam Darnold has talked recently, and he expects a huge step up in his quarterback play, not because it's his second year in the league, he's gone through the whole system, but because he has Adam Gase. My question to you is, has Adam Gase proved to you that he is the quarterback whisperer, or did he just happen to have on his resume, he was in Denver at the same time that Peyton Manning was there and has been living off of that credit for his entire career? Is Adam Gase truly
a
quarterback's genius?
He also had, before the Jay Cutler Miami thing went south, Jay Cutler in Chicago was good Jay Cutler.
Okay.
So the best Jay Cutler we ever saw, actually, statistically.
It was,
and
yeah.
That was under Adam Gase.
Okay. All right.
He's also got one of the better or best running backs in the NFL as well.
Who won't show up to OTAs,
but that takes a lot of pressure, depending on your offensive line now, but that takes a lot of pressure off Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
To perform to,
it's a huge best friend back there.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on the Jets. There's going to be a lot of pressure on more pressure on the Jets than any other team in that division. Besides, I mean, the Bills. The Dolphins aren't going to be expected to do anything, which is why when they win 7 or 8 games this year and tank for Tua mode is absolutely dead for
Turn
sure.
Turn your mic off.
I'm telling you.
Who do we think? Okay, let's say the Dolphins screw this up and win too many games.
Six.
It's not screwing it up.
Six. Let's say they win six.
You
right?
can't be screwed
truly,
up.
When you... Here's my question though: who truly is the worst team in the league? Who is getting Tua?
Could Arizona.
Be Arizona.
But they're not taking
Tua. They're
not
Tua. Doing that 3 years in a row.
Well, we don't think.
They're not doing quarterbacks three
okay,
years
Okay, so
a
you're telling me if they have another 2-14 season, Steve Keim gets fired, the GM out there, a new GM isn't going to want to take his own quarterback? You don't think that?
That would be bizarre.
I don't think it's likely to happen.
That would be bizarre.
But I could definitely see it happening.
3 years in a row going quarterback with the number one pick. Is there another team that's a candidate? I mean, is it the Cardinals in the field?
They won't be. They won't have the worst record.
Who else is bad?
They're starting out 0-1. They got the Detroit Lions, baby. Watch that.
I don't know about Washington because I don't think Haskins is going to play this year. But
the Raiders, somebody married for 1 year, says Raiders. Maybe
no. I don't know when you're well.
I think they've made that roster better than last year. Yeah. Like last year at the end of the year.
I got one for you.
What's that?
The New York Football Giants. They could, if they were 3-13, that going to shock anybody?
You know what?
No.
That going to shock anybody?
No, it's not.
That's a good answer.
No, it's not. Yeah, now the Giants text are coming. No, through, right?
Yeah, yeah, and coming. I said that before.
No, yeah, sorry, that's but, no, that's yeah. Yeah, they're one of the four teams that we're going to talk about.
I don't know about the Raiders. I don't know how much when Antonio Brown disrupts that. We'll see.
We talk about how much talent they have on the roster, but again, if Jameis continues to turn the ball over and put that defense in bad positions, yeah. Can they go 4-12?
They could win 9 or 10. They could win 3.
Right,
that's the problem.
Right. I mean, their ceiling and floor are so far apart. 954 texting in the Bengals. Yeah, I could see that one.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that one.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
Speaking
of the quarterback, Kyler Murray did sign his deal yesterday.
Yeah, that's easy, though.
So, yeah,
easy
it's deal. Slotted. Number it's just 35 mil, yada, yada. Well, okay, but it just brought to fruition the baseball versus football decision, right?
No matter, absolutely.
I mean, not even close.
He wouldn't have got that. It would have taken it. Well, unless he was an absolute prodigy and you know. Pulled a Robin Yount or Alan Trammell back in the day.
Yeah, long term, it still might not be the best move.
I'm going to put my money on Cincinnati to have the worst record. Mm. You look at that division they play in. I mean, that is 6 losses right there. I haven't even looked at who else they play.
Yeah, they're in the running.
I think I would probably make Cincinnati my odds-on favorite.
Tua as a Bengal?
Oh, it'd be terrible.
That is so unexciting.
Yeah, but, well, you don't know that because suppose that's the start of something.
It's the Bengals.
New and fun and exciting.
I know. Well, okay.
It's the Bengals.
It's the Bengals.
Patriots.
Ryan Finley, Andy Dalton. No, they got their future quarterback.
Andy Dalton just took like 40 families out to free day at Kings Island.
Get Ryan Finley as a backup. Yay.
Yeah, that's rough.
Got A.J. Green. Still got Tyler Boyd.
See, that's the intriguing part. You got receivers. You throw an exciting quarterback in there. Maybe.
Azoma's a good tight end.
Maybe he got something.
Joe Mixon, if he stays out of jail.
Well, in his defense, and you know what? Never mind.
No, it's a good decision, Chris.
Yeah. I don't need to defend him.
Brian Kelly, Zach Taylor's head coach.
That's a good decision.
Well,
I was going to say that was when he was 18. He hasn't done anything since then, but
I won't
give him the pass on it.
All right.
No.
Very good.
I mean, can anyone in the – who's the worst team in the NFC North this year? Is it Detroit?
I don't think so. I think they're all fairly close.
I think they're all pretty – maybe Green Bay, but they're not going to be top five.
None of those guys are going 3-13.
No. I think it's between the Giants and the Bengals. I'll go with those two.
Giants,
I don't know
Bengals,
what to make.
I'll still throw the Cardinals in for a bad year.
The Cardinals and the Raiders need to be in there as well.
And like the Raiders with potential.
The reason that the Dolphins have made good moves this offseason is because they haven't signed anybody for longer than 12 months.
Right.
Like, that's why they're good moves.
Yeah. It's a fascinating conversation. Coming
239 says Detroit's the armpit of the NFL.
No.
Why do we have to do that again? That was last week's show.
that it's not. Well, we did. No.
We got a Tennessee.
No, actually, Detroit got beat, as usual. We didn't win that poll. We did not win that poll. And that's the conversation that started on Golic and Wingo, and we followed it up on our show, and I stuck up for my hometown team.
I never tweeted out the poll question today.
They were not the armpit of sports. Somebody else beat them.
Tractor Guy says, what about the Bucs? Well, we talked about the Buccaneers, and they could win 9 or 10. They could win 3.
Buffalo won that poll.
Buffalo, thank you.
Which I don't think is very fair.
Well, to who?
Buffalo.
Why?
Because they're not the armpit of sports.
Sure they are.
They were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Okay, that doesn't count.
The Sabres.
That was the worst playoff game ever.
The Sabres are in a pretty tough spot right now. But
they are, and that was a disgrace.
Go look at the University of Buffalo and what that program's done in the MAC.
Yeah, we said that.
Football, basketball, women's basketball as well. Yep.
Listen,
University of Buffalo.
Stop it,
look
Chris.
It up.
Stop it. The poll has already spoken. Buffalo is the armpit, not Detroit. I'm not going to let you besmirch my city after the poll has spoken. There.
What colleges do we got in Motown?
University of Detroit. Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale, coach there.
Fact.
Yeah, still hanging on to that from 50 years ago, huh?
Michigan and Michigan State aren't too far away.
They're short drives.
They are short drives.
Unless it's the winter and you can't drive.
Well, there's that. Then that goes back to my Buffalo argument. There's 25 feet of snow on the ground at any given time. Who wants that? Certainly nobody living down here. All right, coming up later on, I'm going to do
Kaiser University.
Kaiser?
The Baker College.
No, Kaiser's everywhere.
Yeah, I know, but I just Googled Detroit colleges.
Thank you.
Marygrove College.
Yep, that was me.
You got a text, Chris.
No, it was a Bleacher Report update.
Any breaking news?
No, live.
Breaking news!
Live look at the Lakers protest.
Can we go on?
I want to see how big the crowd is. Is it substantial or is it weak?
There's nobody there.
It's pretty lame.
Really?
Is there a hot dog stand there?
Well, that could be any given street corner.
No, but
on 1, 2.
Oh, no way. You can really count them?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
17
wow.
people.
16 for sure. One guy might be a media member in a purple shirt. I can't tell.
Okay.
This is embarrassing.
Big pro.
Fire Rambus! Which one? Which one, Linda?
They don't even work for the team. They're like friendly consultants.
Fire Rambus. Which one? I should say change it to Fire Linda or Fire Kirk.
Linda or Kirk.
Fire the Rambi.
Thank you, Chris Inacard, Detroit Mercy. Good medical school. I don't know how they are in sports.
Oh.
That is
any
hysterical.
Team that hasn't been to the championship game is an armpit.
Okay, well, Detroit's won some chips.
Sorry, any team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl. Been to. Not one.
Oh, because Buffalo's been to
been
four.
To. Been to.
As far as Jason Pierre-Paul goes for the Bucks, Bruce Arians spoke today, and many are saying it sounds like the best-case scenario for JPP is a 5 to 6 month recovery. Not good.
Not good. All right, coming up, we still have our top 10 asterisks in sports. This is a USA Today list coming out of the heels of a week-long debate regarding the Kentucky Derby. All sports involved in this. Jack Ridge, friend of the program, is going to join us from the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame. We got a few things we're going to discuss with him as well. And we have Wikipedia prizes as you go against Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have one lucky call.
No hitters is the theme today.
No hitters. Get your no-hitter. In fact, you got an hour to study your no-hitter trivia. All that more coming up. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Oh, and also, got to remind you of this. You know our golf outing we got next week? It's a week from Saturday. We're cutting it off on Wednesday at noon. So if you've been like hemming and hawing and thinking about it, now's the time. What they say, get off the toilet or you know what? Yeah, it's time to go.
Poop or get off the pot.
There you go. It is that we are at that point. Get yourself signed up for our golf outing at 99.3ESPN.com. Yes,
I don't like
Chris.
That saying.
Well, the actual saying is a little more harsh. I can't say it on radio.
No, but the premise of it. I enjoy hanging out on the can.
I was really wondering where you were going with this. So you like sitting there till your legs get numb or what?
Once you get a good toe tingle, it's time to, move on.
Like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2 when they planted a bomb under the toilet?
Well,
He couldn't move after Mel Gibson threw him into the tub.
I cannot believe this, but I'm going to defend Chris on this. Because when you have a wife and two small children, sometimes, literally, the only peace and quiet you can get is to go sit on the throne.
No, but do you remember what?
And I don't mean Game of Thrones.
No, no, that is an Iron Throne.
I mean the porcelain throne. Shut the door, lock the, turn the fan on, and just rip on your cell phone or whatever you do.
Remember what Sergeant Murtaugh said? Danny Glover's like, first time I've been alone in the house in 4 months.
No fan kids, or no fan?
No kids. Trish ain't there. Just
I almost
just
always
me
been on the fan.
And my new deep sea fishing.
I don't enjoy the
magazine.
Smell. I enjoy the quiet time.
No, I like the white noise.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you go fan or no fan, Pete?
I go usually no fan.
No fan.
So you just leave a stinker?
No. There's always spray around.
No. The spray is. Not for the smelling purposes, just for the noise. I like the white noise.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
But I see the white noise.
I'm not one of those that I don't spend 10 hours there. I do what I got to do.
Listen, the post spray, the potpourri, is worthless because it just combines the bad smell.
No,
and the
no.
What you need is the potpourri beforehand.
Because it's pre-smell.
That's the good smell.
Let it match.
I'm talking about two different things. The poopery beforehand.
Oh, you're talking about the air spray.
The air spray is worthless.
Yeah.
All that does is waft out flowers and poo smell into
the
house.
No, you need the stuff that sits on
out.
The water surface.
Yes.
Yeah.
That stuff's dynamite.
Catches your footballs.
I forgot what I was talking about. Sign up for our golf outing, please. 993ESPN.com. We've got a few spots left. We're cutting it off on noon on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jack Ridge going to talk some golf with us. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Friday. CCR, good times. 70s. Another good spin of wax by Chris. He's going way back. This is like way back before Chris was born. It's a lot better than Bieber's. I'll tell you that. Fact.
Yeah. I'll give CCR the slight edge.
Slight edge.
By a nose.
All right.
By the way, Steelers have given away Antonio Brown's number to an undrafted free agent.
Yes! That is awesome. They will not be hanging that jersey. All right. There's another guy, an old foil of ours in the news, back in the news again. Remember, it was about 10-11 months ago. Remember Zach Smith, the former Ohio State wide receiver?
9 months ago.
Was it?
9 months.
Was it early in the summer?
Yeah.
This is the guy that was accused of knocking his wife around and Urban Meyer covering it up.
There was no proof, though, by some. There's no proof because there were cops were paid off.
Yeah. Well, guess what? He's back in the news again. He was arrested after an incident at his children's elementary school. This, according to the Toledo Blade, Zach Smith was arrested Thursday afternoon for violating a civil protection order obtained against him by his ex-wife. The incident that led to the arrest occurred at an elementary school in Ohio when Smith went to pick up his children. Apparently he wasn't supposed to. I don't know. I don't know how these things work out.
Well, if you have a restraining order against you, then it can't.
No, so, yeah, what I read last night, it was Shelly Smith is his ex-wife, right?
Yeah.
That she was...
Was it Courtney Smith? Oh, Courtney's the mother...
Whatever it is. The ex-wife
Meyer
was at the school, and he violated his restraining order. Now, his attorney put out a statement. Do you have that statement?
Let's see.
Basically put out a statement saying, well, she basically violated the court order first when she didn't drop the kids off on Tuesday night or Wednesday night or whatever night of the week it was supposed to be.
So are we splitting hairs here? It's not like he's stalking anybody.
He
was picking up his kids.
Was picking up his kids from school is the way I understand it.
She was
it.
There too, and since there's a restraining order, he's in violation. All right.
Should be in jail. Hope he goes. I don't care if it's a technicality or not. Should have been there anyway.
In real college football, Texas setting future home and homes with Florida and Arizona State.
And by the way, Texas pulled out of a 2-for-1 with USF. Mm-hmm. They're only going to play one game
right.
next year in Texas.
Charlie Strong
Bowl. That's
well, you
lame.
Know,
that's
you know,
lame.
You know why?
They're afraid to play. They're afraid to come. What?
No, they scheduled a home-and-home with Alabama.
Okay, but so then why did they?
I think we should be happy about that.
Texas and Alabama.
Yeah, I'm saying, but
why? Texas and UC. Yeah, Pete Shepard.
USF.
This is all you. You hate it when the little guy plays the big guy.
No, I don't hate it when the little guy.
You hate it when the Citadel plays Alabama.
That's
now
not
Alabama
the little
wants
guy.
To go play Texas.
That's the irrelevant guy. I'm talking about. No, I think it's good when D1 schools play.
Well, it's better.
D1 schools.
It's better for
yes,
football
right.
for Alabama
you're,
and Texas.
It
to
is.
Play.
I agree. No, I am all for. I am D1. I don't want. I don't want little tiny small schools with no chance.
No chance. Remind you, it was 10-10 midway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
El Cid was raring for the big upset.
Appalachian
El
State.
El Cid?
Yeah. That's how we got the nickname for Citadel. The Citadel. El Cid. Spanish. I'm throwing a little Spanish at you there, Chris. Hey.
All right, and the other thing I have. So the CBS Sports did a story today, which I thought was pretty cool. Sorry, my computer just froze up. What do you mean,
Some more college football real quick. I'll just stall for you. Oklahoma and Georgia, they've scheduled a home-and-home series. The first game will be in 2023. Second game will not be till 2031.
But 8 years apart?
It's a home-and-home.
Usually a home-and-home, you've got the same kids on the team. They play at one place 1 year, and then we're going like two full recruiting rotations.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the game will be at Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium in Norman in 2023. Then they'll play in Athens in 2031.
Gotcha.
Oklahoma, Georgia.
I like it.
That's great. Still trying to find it. Sorry.
What was it? It was a top five list?
Top five teams on the rise, top five teams on the decline.
Indiana on any of those?
Nope.
No, they're irrelevant.
On the rise or on the decline? I mean,
well, they're not on the decline because you can't go down from bottom.
And I was going to actually pay you a compliment, say the same thing about Alabama and Georgia. I mean, in Clemson, they're already at the top, so they're not on the rise. So I'm kind of curious as to who's going to creep in there. But no, your computer locked up. It's probably hit by lightning yesterday at about 5:30 during the show when I heard crackling in my headphones.
Pete, I've got a list of Power 5 schools not playing an FCS opponent in 2019.
Oh, I love this.
So these are some of your favorite teams that you
them.
Should root for.
Yeah,
let's
I applaud them.
Colorado.
Good.
Illinois.
Good.
Iowa.
Good.
Michigan. Michigan State. Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Northwestern. Ohio State. Purdue. Is it the Big Ten? Rutgers?
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, the Big Ten knows how to schedule for crying out loud.
At least most of the conference. Indiana's not on this list.
Well, we need to win.
Stanford, their non-conference opponents are Northwestern, UCF, and Notre Dame. Texas, UCLA, and USC. And Wisconsin. Those are your Power 5 programs who will not face an FCS opponent in 2019.
Should be a rule across the board.
Not a single SEC school in that list.
That's terrible.
Cupcake City.
Terrible. Let's all take a week off, a second week before a rivalry game.
And there is not a single ACC. Yeah, not a single ACC either on that list.
All caps guy says boiler up. All caps guy's a Boilermaker.
Hey!
Now I like him.
He's
more.
Just endearing himself to the entire program.
Needless to say, boiler up is all caps. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Give me 2 seconds.
The segment's about over.
It's
because
about
because we got a guest coming up.
Might be able to find it.
All right, you got 30 seconds. I mean, both Chris and I have stalled a whole segment.
I tried. What can I tell you?
You need to print stuff out and, like me, rip some trees up, man. Let's go.
I don't do that.
Got to have paper, El Papel, for you Spanish-speaking people.
Is that really what it is?
I'm pretty sure I'm right. Nailed it. 3 years of Spanish.
Challenge.
Not wasted. El Papel.
Notre Dame has completed their 2021 football schedule when they penciled in Cincinnati.
The Natty. Who else is their non-conference? They got the whole schedule up there or no?
I can pull it up real quick. This is 2021. At Florida State.
Ooh.
Toledo, Purdue, Wisconsin. That's in Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute. I just said Notre Dame non-conference. Their whole schedule's not conference.
Well, right. Yeah. But they do play a handful of ACC.
Yeah.
Try to defend you there.
Thank you.
At Va Tech, USC, UNC, Navy,
Virginia, Georgia Tech, Stanford.
Good schedule. Yeah. Like it. All right, Pete Shepard, you're out of time. We got your friend Jack Ridge coming up next. We're going to talk about a local golf tournament. And,
I got it.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. Print it off on paper.
I got it.
We'll do it later.
I'll cut it real. I'm going to leave it
also, 1 hour from now, it's Wikipedia where you can stump Pete.
Un papel.
Huh?
Un papel.
I said L.
Okay.
It's papel. Sheeman and Shepard at 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. It is a Friday. We are ready to roll. You all know about our Sheeman and Shepard golf outing next weekend. I've been telling you about it. I only mention it so you don't get confused, but I'm about to tell you about another golf outing that is tomorrow that you could jump on here. It is the second annual Bull Sharks Athletic Golf Outing, and proceeds help out the Bonita Springs High School Booster Club. It's going to take place at Pete's Stomping Grounds at Bonita National, and Jack Ridge from there, and of course he's a friend of the program and a member of the Kentucky Golf Hall of Fame, is with us right now. Jack, how you been?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Pete, Craig, how's everybody doing?
We're good.
Great, great. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Beautiful day. Another beautiful day in South Florida. But, yeah, tomorrow morning, 8:30, shotgun start, the second annual New Springs High School Golf Scramble. We are still looking for a few teams, and it's not too late to enter if anybody has four guys looking for a great golf course at Bonita National Golf Club to get a round of golf on tomorrow morning. We're still open and looking for some teams. And they can call the pro shop and enter their team if they would like.
I know, Jack, you're a big part of this. I mean, you helped organize the inaugural one last year. I can't play tomorrow, but I played in last year. It was fantastic turnout, and it's exciting. So, and you're a big part of the Bull Sharks. They've only been in existence, the second year? And you're a big part of the, you know, what's going on with the golf scene over there. So tell us a little bit about the high school and the golf team and the expectations and everything.
Yeah, well, you know, like any growing school with young kids, it takes a few years to get everything established. But last year saw a great advancement with the golf, with all the sport teams, but golf also. And since I'm more oriented in that area, I think we'll have a full-fledged boys and girls team going this year. And all this money goes to support those kids who can't afford to buy possibly a golf bag or equipment to participate in these sports in. So it's a great fundraiser.
Jack, what's the cost and what do people get when they show up for a round of golf tomorrow morning?
All right, well, it's $115 per person, $460 a team. It includes the golf cart, the round of golf, a really nice lunch following play, and, of course, a chance to win a prize or two. So there'll be some close-to-hole and special events they can enter as well.
And I know some special events. Also, there's going to be, you know, a mulligans, what, closest to the pin, longest drive, putting contest, silent auctions, 50-50 raffle, right, all of that?
Exactly. All that will be, everybody can participate in that as well. But the main thing is just come have fun. And Pete, as you know, it's a great golf course, mm-hmm. fun golf course to play, very friendly golf course to play. And I think everyone would enjoy the experience.
Absolutely.
Jack Ridge is with us, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Hey, Jack, as long as we have you on and your background and experience with professional golf, I have a question for you. The PGA Championship is next weekend, and it looks like they're going to allow John Daly to ride around in a cart, which, of course, is a no-no for pro golfers. What's your opinion on that? He's got a bad knee, by the way.
Well, you know, I haven't. Pete and I both saw John Daly too long ago here in Louisville. He was the quarry with Fuzzy Zeller.
Yep.
And he had his leg all taped up and bandaged up and limping and having a hard time getting around. And here's a guy who I think he does a great justice for the game of golf, and he could not play or participate otherwise. He brings a lot of excitement to the game, regardless if his game is as good as it used to be. And I think it's a good thing. I'm all for it.
And I got to go back last week and ask you about the Kentucky Derby, because I was all over you. You were preaching war win for a month, and I know we got a bad post spot and all that stuff. But how did
Will win? He was the best horse in the race. If you watch the race over and over again, he was trying every way in the world to get around that number seven horse, and the horse just he did a good job playing football. He blocked him pretty well.
Well, what do you like? You know, and it's unfortunate that the Preakness is not going to feature the winner of the Derby, or it's going to be the winner of the Derby that what's his name?
Maximum Security.
Maximum Security. But what are your thoughts on the Preakness coming up next week, which is going to be right after our golf tournament next week?
So it's going to be a doubleheader for you guys that day. I still like Will to win. I'm still pulling for that horse. He ran a fantastic race in the Derby. So, I mean, if you're asking for my pick, it's Will to win.
Love it.
Yeah, he did have some mo at the end until he got cut off. I totally agree with you on that. The original Derby favorite, whose name escapes me, was Scratch.
Omaha Beat.
Is that horse ever racing again? Is he going to be in the?
Yeah, he'll race again. He just had a call. I haven't seen if he's in the. I'll be surprised if he's not in the Preakness.
Yeah.
He just had a cough, and kudos to the trainer for pulling him. I mean, they could have pushed the issue and maybe let the horse run, being a little sick. But you got to give them credit. They're looking out for the animals as well.
Hey, Jack, just getting back to the golf tournament tomorrow, too, for those who still want to play, and you said there's some spots available for foursomes. Is there a certain number they should contact?
I really would like for them to call the pro shop being this late. The number is 239-908-0704. 239-908-0704. That's directly into the golf shop at Bonita National. Mm-hmm. I think they'd be happy to take the name of the team down, and they can pay when they get the golf course tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks for letting us know, Jack. Have a big success out there, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jack.
Well, I look forward to participating next week in your event as well.
Well, we're going to play next week because Yvonne is taking, I don't know, I can't tell you. I think I paid a mortgage last month, so that has to stop. I need you.
All right, but we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun out at where we're playing next week. We're playing out at
the
course next
week. The
Veranda.
The Veranda.
The Veranda. Wonderful golf course.
Whispering Oak.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. That's Jack Ridge, everybody.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. So this is good fun tomorrow. If you want to partake in that, for sure, all for a good cause out at for Bonita High School.
I can't plan it tomorrow. But there is a good reason, because I had booked this. I'm getting our great sponsor, Lumpy's.
Yeah.
I'm getting fitted tomorrow for my new set of clubs.
How long does that take?
I don't know.
I'm curious. I've never had it done.
I don't know. I've never been fitted. Chris,
is it an hour-long process?
They have the simulation.
Yeah, they have the simulator in there.
I'm getting all sorts of opinions and feedback from everybody what type I should
go for. That's the thing is they've got.
Yeah.
You know, he'll grab when I went and got my irons. I believe I hit four different sets of irons.
Yeah.
But that took about an hour.
Oh, really?
And I think Pete is going for a driver and a 3-wood as well. Basically redoing the bag outside of the putter.
Yeah, yeah.
So you might be there for a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Whatever it takes.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely new driver and 3-wood. I'm happy with my rescue club and my sort of in-between 3-wood and rescue club, but I definitely need a good solid 3-wood, so to speak, and definitely new driver, no doubt.
All right, as you know, we spoke with Jack there briefly about the Kentucky Derby and forever... for history. They'll have an asterisk next to it, I think, because of the controversial finish. USA Today has put together a list of the top 10 asterisks in sports. A myriad of things we shall discuss when we come back, plus Wikipedia next hour where we stump Pete for prizes. It is no-hitter trivia today. Ooh. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.